Revius. In Zomer Rabbi Yechanan, Hadin Didain Hevi. Like, we have the same measurement right now. So the kashya is, what do you call it, Atika or Yeshana? In the old measurement, we have this measurement right now also. For Loma Korale Atika, why are you calling an older measurement? We have this measurement now. So he answered him, in the game, the Havi Biyoma is that there's a change between the measurement used to be and the way it is right now. Is this the Yami? Some say the heavy zero of a Rapsa. It used to be a smaller measurement, and nowadays they added to the measurement, it's a bigger measurement. So it's not now, it's not the shear of Revius, it's the old measurement that was the shear of the Revius. This the Yami, some say the Aziri, it was small, or it came smaller. For the Aziri comes heavy. It's not as small as it used to be. So it even came smaller right now. So the kids, so right now it's not the same shear the way it used to be. So our shear now is not the shear of Revius. That's why he said the old measurement that they used to use in Tveriyam, that's the measurement of Revius. So tomorrow, Kamahu Shir Shokais. How big is the Shir Shokais? Coming back to Shal again, how much is the Revius again? We have Yasi B'Shem Rabbi Yasi B'Apazi, we have Yasi B'Arbeva B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, and he wanted to measure Revius. How do we measure it now in fingers? So he gave an eitzah, you measure how much a revius is in fingers, is that tzpayim al tzpayim, 2 fingers by 2 fingers, arum etzpa machzor shlish etzpa, it has to be the height of 1 etzpa, a half, and a 3rd etzpa. If you have a kois, that's 2 etzpois by 2 etzpois, the width and the other side, the length and the width, and the height of 1 and a half and a 3rd etzpa, that's the shear of revius by measurements through etzpois. Muratoni. Yovesh kezayis. The shear of dried out wine is the shear of a kezayis. This goes on, the Krabed learns, Vokiprushay. Im hoitzil v'shusharabim, somebody carries out on Shabbos dried out wine, like gelled wine. How much gelled wine do you have to carry out on Shabbos that you chayu for? The shear is a kezayis. Because usually we say if you have a kezayis, the korush is a revius when it's liquefied. When it's just a liquid, when it gets hard, it comes into a kezayis. So therefore, if you carry out the shear of a kezayis, you chayu. Divi Rabbi Nosson, that's what Rabbi Nosson holds. Is Rabbon in the case of Rabbi Yosi Bar Bevi, B'Shem Shmuel, ask you the Rabbi Nosson Rabbi Shimon. They hold Rabbi Nosson goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. That Kamod Rabbi Shimon Omer, the same Rabbi Shimon says, Revius, how much wine do you have to carry out to be Chayiv on Shabbos? You have to carry out a Revius of wine. Kacham Rabbi Nosson, Revius. The same thing Rabbi Nosson also holds. How much wine do you have to carry out when it's liquefied? A Revius. Because this shear, when it becomes likashi yikarosh, when it becomes jelly, when it becomes hard, it comes to be the shear of the kezayis. So that's the shear. In other words, I meant to say, before we add a shear, you don't need a revius of wine. It's enough kadei mezigas hakais. It's enough of a quarter of a revius. So maybe according to that measurement, you would not need a revius. So he's saying that the Rav Nosson said here, you have to carry out the kezayis of dried out wine, goes according to Rav Shimon Shita. It holds that by yayin, you only chayim if you carry out the full revius of yayin. Therefore, a full revius of liquid, when it comes to be korish, it comes to be a kezayis. So tomorrow, Rebbe Simin b'shem Rishur ben Levi. Maisa happened, the praedus Rebbe, Rebbe's praedus, Rebbe's mule, Shemaisa died. And now the blood came out. Vetiru es doma. The rabbanon there will metire its blood, mishum nevela. It doesn't have tumas nevela. Even though an animal has died, if you touch it, you touch the dead cook, the dead animal, it's matama tumas nevela. He said the blood though of a dead animal doesn't have tumas nevela on it. That was the maitzah there. Vishor Reb Loz asked Rebbe Simon. So Reb Loz asked the shout from Simon now, ad kama, like how much blood comes out do we still say it's Torah? Is it no matter how much, or maybe only less than a revius? Lo yashkech bei. Rebbe Simoy didn't answer him. He didn't answer him back. Melo vishor Reb Shur ben Levi. So Reb Loz went and asked Reb Shur ben Levi the shayla. The Yomalei, he answered back to him, Ad Revius Tor. The only Gemaisa was, up until Revius blood comes out of the mule, then we say it's Tor. Yais Revius Tomei. But if more than Revius came out, then Tak it's Tomei. Obiyish for Reb Lezer, now Reb Lezer got angry at Reb Simoi, the Leichozalei, Reb Simoi Shmuasa. How come Reb Simoi didn't answer him? Because Reb Lezer first asked the shout to Reb Simon, and I said Leichozalei, he didn't answer him, didn't turn to him. So after Reb Lezer found out the terrors from Yeshua Malevi, he was a little angry at Reb Simon, how come you didn't answer me? Reb Beva Hevi Yosef, Reb Beva was sitting there, is Masni Hodinuvdi, he said over this mice what happened, is Omele Reb Yitzchok Bar Kahana, Ad Revi Yistori, also the same sack. And that they said the blood that came out of the mule, the dead mule, is tor, it's only up until the revius of blood. Ma'ashenkin yoistim ikan, if more than a revius of blood came out, hatetak erit his tummy. Uboyet be, and he got angry, before I start, this is the yes of Torah Sashaila. His omle of Yitzhak bar Bisnakana. He asked back to Rabbeva Ashaila. Ad revius tor, is it true that only up until revius is tor, and yoistim ikan is tummy, or not? He was mesupid. And he asked his Torah Sashaila. Uboyet be, and he didn't answer him back, he just also turned his head away from him, he didn't answer him back. Is Omalay Abzrikas, Abzrik asked him, begin the Sherlock at, Boyte, because somebody asked you a question, like turn your face at him, like Boyd usually means you kicked him, like you acted not nice to him, you just turned away from the person, like even if you didn't know an answer, you shouldn't turn around like that. Omalay answered him back like this, begin the heavy Daiti Bay Bitne Bay. Since my mind wasn't at peace, like I wasn't at peace right now, I was a little nervous now, that's why like answered him, I turned around. Like, he didn't want him to ask me right now. He wasn't in a good mood right now, that's why he answered back like this. Why wasn't he in a good mood? What was wrong? The Yomer Reb Chonin. The Pasuk says, V'hoyu chayecha tluyum l'cho mileged. Means your life will be telling somebody else. Zesh lakeh chitim l'shonim. You buy a chitim for 1 year, as the pshat is, you don't have the business going, you're not sure you'll have money for next year or not, you don't own any karka. So maybe you have problems. You buy and sell also small quantities. Also, you're not sure you're going to have a panosa. That you have to be samech on the baker, because you don't have your own bread to bake. You have to be samech on the baker, and you pashtet, so sometimes, sound like our bakers here, every single day they have. And all of a sudden, maybe the baker won't have bread either. So you won't have what eat. The kids, if you're samech on somebody else, you have worries. The Anoi said, Samichna Pauter. I don't have my own bread. I'm Samich on somebody else's bread. So right now he had little problems on his head. That's why he didn't want to hear the Shalom now. And that's why he didn't want to answer the Shalom right now. What's the maskana? What's the locha? Our Shalom was, they said over a mice that happened by Rebbe, that his mule died and the blood came out, they said it's Torah. Our Shalom is, how much blood comes out is it still Torah? Only up until Revius. But more than that, maybe is Tomei, or maybe no. Maybe more than Revius is Tomei. So what's the halacha? Heyed Reb Yeshua ben Pseira. Al dam nevelu shu tor. He said, halacha, no, dam nevelu is tor. Now, so partially meant to say, no matter how much comes out, even if Revius of blood comes out from the nevela, still it's tor. So Gemara wants to say, maybe no. Mal tor, maybe that's what Yeshua meant to say, it's tor. Toyi malahachshir. Maybe you only meant to say its blood doesn't have a loch like water. If its blood goes on Paris, it's not mashur the Paris like Kabbal Tumah. Maybe that's all he meant to say. It's Torah that's not mashur anything like Kabbal Tumah. Abo letimais mitama. Maybe it could be mitama something else though. Maybe in itself, it has a Tumas Nevela on it. Mashur from the Karbonator, I call upon him with the Rabbonin, it should have a din Tumas Nevela. That if we touch it now, it's mitamarus. So you wouldn't have a clear right after he said it's Torah. The verse says, no, I say that can't be pshat in Yeshua. Because Tamon Taninon, we learned in the Gemara in a Mishnah Machshir, and it says like this. The Adam HaSheretz, the blood that comes out of a Sheretz, a dead Sheretz, keeps sorry. It has the same halacha like its Bosser. That means Metama V'yeinu Machshir. That it's Metama, if you touch the blood of a Sheretz, it's Metama you. But that blood does not have a halacha like water. If it goes on Paris, it's not Machshir, those Paris Akabotumma. But the Mishnah there says, the Ein Lanuk Yitzaboy. There's no other blood that has the same halacha like this blood. You see, only the blood of a Sheretz has this halacha, that it's not Machshir, but it's Metameh. So then you can't say before that Yeshua ben Pseira said that the dam that comes out of a Nevela is Tor. You wanted to say, what does Tor mean? It's Tor that it's not Machshir, Peiris HaKabal Tumah, but in itself is Tumah. That can't be true. Because here the Mishnah Machshirin says, the only type of a case that you have like this, that the blood is tummy, but not machshir, is only the blood of a sheretz. Mashma, the dam of the nevela, can't have this halacha. So then if Yeshua said the dam of the nevela is tor, the yadamin is tor legamri, it's not matamaros at all. Now the Gemara, no, maybe there's no rai yet. I'll tell you like this. Maybe, v'shir tumosoi, shedome matam lekipsori. Maybe that the Mishnah machshir meant to say, the only case we have is by dam sheretz, maybe means in the other Kiddush. But the Mishnah says, how much blood of a Sheretz do you need to touch? To metame you, keep sorry. But there's a Kiddush by a Sheretz, even if a Sheretz is a small like a Chadosha, like a small lentil, it's metamarus. So that's Kiddush by the blood of a Sheretz. even though by the blood of other things you have to have at least a revius of blood, here the blood of a sheretz, the chiddush is, has the same halacha like the basar of the sheretz. So maybe only for this chiddush does the Mishnah Machshirim say, this is the only blood that has this chiddush. That how much blood of a sheretz do you need to touch to matami you? Here's the tremendous chiddush. Only you have a small amount of blood the size of a chadoshim, the size of chibsaroi, that's the din that's matami you. But maybe no other blood has this halacha. But maybe the blood of Nevela could have the halacha, that if you have a revius of blood that came out of a Nevela, maybe that is Matamiyu. I, if Yeshua said it's Tor, maybe Tor means it's not Machshel Kabotumo. It's not Machshir. I, the Mishnah Machshirin says the only case you have that's not Machshir but Tomi is Dam Sheretz. No, the Mishnah there only means the second Kiddush, that Dam Sheretz has Tumah, even though it's only the mouth of Chadosh, like a lentil, that only applies by Dam HaSheretz. But by other Dam, maybe would be Metamim. So maybe we have no Raya from the Mishnah in Machshirin. So back to the Shiloh, what's the Locha? When you have this Nevela that's dead, and the blood comes out of it, if you have more than Revius of Dam, is it Tumah or not? So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Pligin Bo, Shrei Amaroi. It's a Machloikis Amaroyim. Chadoma tome the chadoma tor. One says it's tome, one says it's tor. Man the yom tome kreb yud. It goes according to Reb Yehuda Shita. Yehuda holds that it's tome. O man the yom tor kreb Yeshua ben Maaser. It goes according to Yeshua ben Maaser's Shita. Doesn't say here where the Shitas are, but mashma they hold the Shita. Omalei Rab Avdumi the min nechusa. V'yoyis it's taka right what you said. Reb Yehuda, Moraina the Venesia, he used to pass and used to be the Moira Hero for the Venesia Heve, and he passed and there was Tor. So Sarai, Reb Yehuda is the one that says, it's Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is the one. No, how's it work here? Let me see again. But yeah, it's good. Reb Yehuda said it's Tommy. He passed and over, he was the Moira Hero for the Venesia, and Reb Yehuda passed and it was Tommy. So it's good that you're saying now, the one that says it's Tomei holds like Reb Yehuda Shita. Reb Yehuda is the one that's not called, the blood is Tomei. If you have more than a revius of blood that came out of Nevelam, if you touch it now, it's Matamiyu. So right, the Sal Mishnah says what, when the Kohen or the whoever went in to make the Truma Talishcha, he can't wear pockets or other things that we shouldn't be choshed him, maybe stealing. Shem Yon Reb Yehuda. Maratoni Reb Yishmoel. Kovitz La Yitrim. A person has a lot of hair, should not go to take the Truma. Because we're from Yifnei HaChashad. Because he'll be afraid, maybe he puts money in his big hair, his big chip he has. Maybe he'll put the money in his hair. The guy that has a lot of hair can't go in to make the truma. Tony, Hagizborim Hoy Mafas Basim Bekiltlin. They used to check him out to make sure he didn't steal anything. So he has two pshat in the carbonator. Mafas Basim Bekiltlin means Hoy Mispas Basim Besheir Hatarim. As much hair as he did have, when he came out, he used to shake out, comb out his hair. He used to make sure he has nothing in his hair. Emoyas Arois of Devukin, Mach Mazayev, if he was sweating, and his hair was stuck together, he used to comb out his hair to make sure nothing was in his hair. Right, another pshat was, it was a Degit, a wool. If you wear a woolen Degit, it had a lot of hair on the Degit, he used to comb out that Degit to make sure there's no money stuck in his Degit. Tony, Medabrin Hoyu Imoy, he used to talk to this guy. Mishoshu Niklas at Shoshu Yaitse. From the time he went in to the time he went out, to make sure he didn't put any money in his mouth. To make sure his mouth is open, he used to talk to him the whole time. Make sure he's not stealing the money. What do you got to talk to him for? Let him go in with a mouth full of water, and as far as possible, come out with a mouth full of water. If he stole there, the water would come out. No, when he makes the truma, he has to make a bracha. So since he has to talk, we can't fill his mouth with water. Therefore, the answer is, we talk to him the whole time, make sure he's not stealing. We have Yishmo, Rav Nachman, Mishen, Rav Yenison. The Torah of Nevi'im Luxuvim. Metzono, Sh'odem, Tzorach, Lotzis, Deyabrius, Kederos, Sh'yitzorach, Lotzis, Deyamokim. From the Torah of Nevi'im Luxuvim, we have this Raya that you have to be clean from people. People shouldn't choshed you, he did something wrong. But Torah, Menayim, Lechsev, Yisim, Mekim, Hashem, Rami, Yisrael. The Nevi'im, Menayim, Lechsev, Elokim, Hashem. The Yisrael, who, Yoda. Luxuvim, Menayim, Lechsev, Mosachem, Sechatov, Ben, Elokim, Yodom. Kam Leo, Zuga. Shol, Reb Yosi. Ba, Rebbe Bun. Eizeu ha-mechubah shebekulam, which posik is the best posik we see the best from? Or malay ve-yisim nekiyam Hashem from Yisrael. That's clearly. You have to be clean from Hashem and also from Yisrael. That Yisrael should not have any shoshim of doing anything wrong. So let's see the next Mishnah. Shel beisom gamliel hoya nichnas. When they used to give the truma, the matzah shekel, the people in the gamliel's house, hoya nichnas used to walk into the beis hamikdash, the shikla ben etzboisa, he used to have the shekel in between his fingers. The zorkan, he would throw it, lefnei ha-torim. B'shas, the person we sent out mission before, used to go in with three buckets to take out the truma, take out the money from the master shekel, as they wanted to make sure their money got into the basket now and wasn't left behind. So they held the master shekel in their hands, and as soon as the Torah was about to take this basket and fill it up, he used to throw the money right in front of him to make sure his money would get into the truma. For Yaturim, and the person that saw that, the Bezdin that did it, Mischavin had kavana, but doich loter kupa. Made sure that master shekel got into the kupa that they used the money right now to buy the kavanas for. So the Gemara said it was only like a chumra bialma that he did it. Havad, like we said before, everybody's yotze. But then he wanted to be makpa that his money should get into that kupa that they used to buy the kavanas right away. Ein haturim turim. The person now that made the truma can't do it. First, like he has to ask Rishus. Before he goes into Lishcha, he has to ask the people outside, should I go in and make the truma? Then the other people have to answer back to him. Torim, 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 Shosh Pomin. They have to answer back to him 3 times, yes, it's okay for you now to make the truma. Torim Esther Rishonim. So they used to make the truma, the first one was Praisa Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They used to make the first truma. After they made the truma, they covered up the lishka now with skin. They covered it up in order that the new money that's going to come in later, the people that didn't give the master shekel yet, they want the new money to go on top of this sheet of leather. Today, when they make the second truma on Shavuos, they should take the money from the new money that came in. Hashniyah was shas on Shavuos, before Shavuos, and took the second truma. Afterwards, also the chifa, the katliyah. They would also cover up this lishcha again with another piece of skin. Today, that the new money, the master shekel, keeps on coming in for the people living far away, didn't get in time yet, that money is put on top, and was time to make the third truma. By Sukkis, it should be taken from the new money that came then. Hashlishis lehoyah mechapa. But once they made the third truma after Sukkis, then there's no reason to cover it up anymore, because you didn't make any more shumas halishkas. Why did they used to cover it up? Because maybe you'll make a mistake and take the truma like Shavuos time from the same money you already took the truma before. Why? So that's not right. You're supposed to take the truma from the new money that comes in. When he takes the first truma on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they had in mind that Mistama, this is the money from Eretz Yisrael, because these are the people that live close by, and they all got the Master Shekel here in time. For Yashnia, when it came before Shavuos that they made the second truma, L'shem Kruachim HaMakofim Lo. They said, now we have in mind Mistama, this comes from the people that lives in the Kruachim, like outside Yerushalayim. For Yashlishis, B'shas, they made the third truma by Sukkot time, L'shem Bovel, they had a mind, Mistam, this comes from the people who live very far away. It took them a long time until they got the Master Shekel here, L'shem Bovel, L'shem Modai, or L'shem Medinas Rosaikis. They had a mind then, L'shem the far away Medinas. Just the first Gemara, just Shavuos Gamliel.